Some things are just better together. Movies and popcorn, gaming and friends, Breezeline internet and mobile. Bundle and save with fiber-powered internet for just $19.99 per month, and you'll get a free mobile line for a year. It's a match made in savings. Visit Breezeline.com today.
Great brands, great prices. Everyone's got a reason to rack.
Because they have framed jeans.
Nike? Yes.
Just so many good brands.
Vince, Kurt Geiger, London, Rag & Bone, and more are at Nordstrom Rack stores now. You never know what you'll find, but you know it's going to be so good. Great brands, great prices. That's why you rack.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Now, I was reading this morning that women using HRT won't be reimbursed despite the fact that the medication was supposed to be made free. And you'll know that the free HRT was supposed to come into effect from the 1st of January this year. It has been delayed in a dispute between the government and pharmacists. But in the last hour, we've received a press release from the Health Minister to say that pharmacies are being asked to sign up so that women can get completely free HRT products from the 1st of June this year. The CEO of the Menopause Hub, Loretta Dignam, is with me in studio today. There's been a little bit of a rollback here, Loretta, hasn't there?
Absolutely. In addition to the free HRT, the actual dispensing fees are going to be covered as well, which wasn't the initial plan when it was announced. But I just have to say, finally, thankfully, we now have a date. Yeah. So I think that's fantastic news and very welcome.
Because last January we were talking about the fact that, you know, this had been signed into effect and there had been a delay to it. And then today, I suppose, really the issue this morning was the fact that, you know, we didn't have a date. And over the past 4 months, women are buying the HRT products themselves and they weren't going to be reimbursed for that. But now there is a date of 2 months' time.
Fantastic. Yeah, the 1st of June. And yes, we've done a bit of research actually from the Menopause Hub and we've asked women, should it be reimbursed? And over 80% of women said that it should. But I think, look, it's being introduced. We have a date, which is fantastic. We need the pharmacists to sign up and we are getting the HRT, the medication and the dispensing fees covered. So I think that's actually a good outcome.
That has to be good news, is it, Sheena Mitchell? The fact that now that dispensary fee is going to be included.
So I suppose the first thing to highlight here is that the government got themselves into this situation in the first place through a lack of stakeholder engagement and a lack of implementation planning. So we know that. We know that's why it wasn't rolled out on the 1st of January. And unfortunately, as we can see in the minister's press release, there's still no agreement with the Irish Pharmacy Union that I can see. Obviously, I'm just a member. I'm not speaking on behalf of them.
But you're a pharmacy owner.
Exactly. And it's my personal view that this is a further attempt to undermine the commitment made in the programme for government for a more sustainable community pharmacy service with streamlined reimbursement. So I absolutely want to see free HRT for women. This is something that I have been championing for over a year. Women need it. Women deserve it. But please also be aware and don't forget that this still doesn't represent free HRT for women because unlike the free contraception scheme, the GP cover is not being met. And for many women who aren't eligible for a doctor visit only card, all of their disposable income will be spent on things like their children or if they're caring for an elderly parent. And they will not prioritise themselves.
So sorry, Sheena, just to break that down for me. So in order to be prescribed, to get the prescription for the HRT in the first instance, you will have to go to your GP to get that.
Yes,
that right? And that'll cost roughly, we'll say on average, about 70 quid, somewhere between 60 and 80. Listeners will tell me around the country they're paying for a GP visit. So we'll average that at about 70 euro. You'll get that prescription. There's now different, different types or forms of the HRT or milligrams that people might be on. And I might, from memory, from listeners telling me, there's different costs associated with that.
Yeah, and do you know what? If you look at one of the most commonly dispensed estrogen patches today, Estradot, it's actually not available. Yeah. And if you look at the HPRA website, it's saying that it's going to be an issue until December 2025. So creating demand in the first place, you know, for something that we already are dealing with shortages with, while not unsurmountable, it's not ideal. So I think ultimately, again, lack of stakeholder engagement, all of these issues would have been flagged. And I'm not personally convinced that an agreement is in place. So while I want to be with you celebrating and with Larisa, I just unfortunately, I'm not yet convinced.
No, well, I know, and I just want listeners to be, listeners and our female listeners who are obviously in receipt of this at the moment and paying for it to understand fully what's happening. So it's not all of the HRT products, Sheena, that are covered.
Well, you see, the problem at the moment is we don't have all of the HRT products. They're not available. So we're having supply issues. We've highlighted that from the start. I haven't, as a community pharmacy owner, I haven't received any communication yet from the Minister for Health in terms of what products she starts putting on. And in terms of her reimbursement plan, I'm also not happy to do that, because for me personally, that's another layer of bureaucratic nonsense.
Well, now just on that, the minister says today's commitment to pay a dispensing fee of €5 per product and a €1,000 one-off grant to participating pharmacies will deliver the initiative to the women of Ireland.
Yeah. Now, how do one-off grants in any situation reflect sustainable health model? They don't. So what we need is actually a properly funded reimbursement scheme for all of our patients, which include all medical cards, DPS patients, LTI, etc. I could go on. There's about 50 schemes. And in the programme for government, they did literally state that they wanted to make a more streamlined reimbursement process for community pharmacists. And this is ignoring that by adding yet another different scheme into our mix. So I personally, as I said, I can only speak for myself. But this is not a hooray day for me today.
Okay, stay with me, Sheena, because Loretta, just on that, like I know a lot of people are listening to this today. HRT products are expensive. I mean, they're what, about £70 often?
Yeah, it depends on how many different preparations you're on. I would probably spend €80 a month myself on mine. And so it's good to have that reimbursed. Obviously, we don't have our consultations with the doctors, and that's where it differs from the free contraception scheme. Because the free contraception scheme includes the doctor visit as well as the medication and so on. So it is different. But that was never announced from the outset, actually. What was announced was that the dispensing fees wouldn't be covered, and that's a rowback. There is going to be an issue around stock and shortages, and I can guarantee we'll be back on the air talking about this in a few months' time, because we already have those. And then there's a question of what products are actually covered as part of this. I'm on testosterone. Is testosterone covered as part of this, or is it just the estrogen and progesterone? Is Vagifem covered? I assume it is, which is a vaginal estrogen product. And then there's issues when there are shortages where women have to be dispensed by the pharmacist unlicensed products. And there, are they going to be covered? We don't know. So there's a lot of lack of information, I would say, on the detail, which hopefully will be forthcoming.
There is a text here, listener, or Sheena, sorry, from a listener who says, please don't make a positive story of news about HRT products for women into a negative soundbite. What other country gives free HRT to all women? It's a good news story.
Well, it's not free for all women, and that's the problem. We are looking and striving under Sláinte Care for a healthcare system which reflects equity and equality. And if you are saying that, you know, for one woman, they can access it because they can afford the GP, but another woman can't, that's not equity for women. We deserve better as women. And actually, you know, the last government spent their time telling us that they were going to improve women's health. And this does not reflect equity, because you have a woman who is of the age of needing contraception and her needs are met. But then for a perimenopausal woman, her needs are not met. She has to pay for the GP. So it's not fair and it's not good enough. And just because there's some bit of good news, like it's a bit of an olive branch, but it doesn't actually provide what was promised. Okay. And it doesn't provide equity for women.
Louise is with us on the line. Louise, how do you feel about this today?
Well, I only heard about what you just said there about what the minister has, you know, said just there when I was on the phone. And I'll believe it when I see it. That's what I would say. From following it, I'm delighted with the announcement, but there was also an announcement, I thought, in the Irish Independent there a few weeks ago, that we would be reimbursed from January, from when the promise was for the HRT. Mm. Personally, I think if they can commit to getting this sorted and getting it in by the 1st of June, as a working woman, and can I say as a single woman who's working and doesn't get many tax breaks, never did, there's 20% of Ireland now of single perimenopausal women. A lot of us are all taxpayers who get nothing when it comes to benefits or tax breaks or anything. We generally, if you look at research, we pay 7 times more tax over our lifetime. So this was the only thing I felt for myself that
back.
I ever got. For once. Yeah. And then they pulled it away.
You will get it though. I mean, you, according to this, you're going to get it, Louise, from the 1st of June, that there's dispensing fee and that your HRT will be available. I know now Sheena and Loretta have sounded concerns around supply and issues around what products are going to be available. But I mean, in theory, from what we're reading, this is going to be free from the 1st of June.
Yeah, well, it was in theory as well at the budget in October that we were going to be getting it. So I believe it when I see it. I do think you have to sometimes have a bit of faith that, you know, this has been
something
that they're working on, and it's a step in the right direction. I think we need to keep going forward. I don't think you can just sit on your laurels just because this has been announced an hour ago.
Yeah. The other thing, Loretta, just on this, because I suppose initially what we were talking about today before we got this press release in the last hour was the fact that, as Louise mentioned, it was due to come into effect on the 1st of January. That didn't happen. And women were finding out today that they were not going to be reimbursed. So if you mentioned you're spending maybe about 80 quid, you've spent about €320 so
Absolutely.
Far this year.
Absolutely.
And you thought you were going to get that back.
Well, I did hope I would get it back. One can't be confident about anything at this stage. But I'm probably, yes, I hope to get that back. But actually, if it's going to be introduced, I found it was insulting not to have a date, actually, to all women. I felt it was insulting. But if there's a date and a line in the sand and it's going to happen, well, then I'll have to just, you know, suck it up.
June 1st.
I'll have to suck up the cost that I've already expended. But if I know that I'm going to be getting that, then I'm in a better position.
Okay, this texter here says, you know, for God's sake, it's one GP visit per year. That's what people are going to have to pay. I don't think the GP fees are a huge factor, are they? Just a point been made by one of our listeners. Catherine O'Keefe is on the line. Catherine is a menopause workplace consultant. What's your view, Catherine, on this today?
Well, look, I'm not going to get up and dance on this yet. I think if we go back, I think menopause was used as an election tactic, and I think women's vulnerability was taken advantage of, and I have a huge issue with that. I think it is brilliant. We have a date now. They're saying the 1st of June, but I will say I will be very much, you know, in the views of Louise and Sheena in terms of, I think it's very ambitious in 6 weeks to outline everything, you know, the claiming system with the pharmacies, to look at what products are going to be included. That's a question that a lot needs to happen, a lot of conversations around that. And that means we're still in the dark. And that means, you know, we're still not doing right by women. And again, it's exploiting women's vulnerability going through menopause. And, you know, we've talked a lot today about shortages, and we've ongoing shortages issues. We know that Estradot is going to be, we're going to have issues with Estradot into 2026. The manufacturers have stated that. So whilst, you know, we can say that we'll have free HRT all going well by the 1st of June, I'm very sceptical, Andrea, that we will actually see that happening on the 1st of June. And I think, you know, the reimbursement, so many promises have been made and they're not being followed through. The fact now that we're not going to get reimbursement, that's, for many women, that's going to be €600 for the first part of this year that they'll have lost. And, you know, free HRT has been in the UK for many years. It shouldn't be so difficult for us to do right by women by bringing this in, making it seamless, and not having the mess that we've had since this was announced in the latter part of last year.
People feel we've been very negative about this.
I don't think we are, though. I think we're being very honest in terms of women are sick of seeing, OK, X, Y or Z is going to happen. It's going to be delivered. We're going to see something happening. And then it doesn't happen. And that's not fair. This should have been at the outset. Conversation should have been had with the government and the pharmacy union before any communication was made to the public. And that was a mistake. And I think now the government are paying for that mistake because they've had to push it out and they've had to, you know, go back on the commitment they've said for January 1st. Now, will they make the 1st of June? I'm very sceptical on that.
Well, just on that, and maybe, Sheena, you might be better placed to answer this question as somebody looking at the supply chain of the products or Loretta, and not to call it a quick fire round, but, you know, how long will it take to find out what products are going to be available?
I could probably put a list together to you that I think should be covered.
And would they all be in stock? Or how easy accessible are these?
No, absolutely not. They won't all be in stock. And the whole thing is that, you know, I can't even give you a definitive list on any one day of what's available.
So hang on, Sheena. We've no list of the products. We don't know how many women are going to require. You know, do we need X amount of this product and Y amount of this? So we don't know what's on the list. We don't know how many people require the list products on it.
You know what it's like? It's like me, right now saying on radio, everybody in the country is going to get free oranges. Just go into your supermarket and tell them you're entitled to free oranges without talking to the supermarkets. We still don't have agreement. We are right back where we are pre-January 1st.
Well, the minister here in the statement has asked pharmacies to sign up to this programme so it can commence on June 1st. So will you be signing up to it, Sheena?
As it stands, no, because what I've been promised in the programme for government is a sustainable, supported pharmacy service. And this is just an additional scheme, which the programme for government actually was going to, you know, address. So this is what I'm saying. You can't reach agreement without meaningful conversation and reform.
It sounds like some of the negotiations, maybe finally, Loretta, are going to be done in the airwaves.
Well, I think women need to vote with their feet and their voices. And I remember in 2022, there was a huge issue with shortages of HRT. And if this comes in, hopefully pharmacists will sign up for it, but they may not. It will drive demand. And I don't think we're in a position to have that supply met. And I've offered already my services to the government around putting in a task force to get this in place and so on. Never been taken up on my offer. That's going to be an issue for us.
Okay. Loretta Dignam, CEO of the Menopause Hub, pharmacy owner Sheena Mitchell. Louise, thank you for getting in touch. Catherine is a menopause workplace consultant. How do you feel about this today? I mean, if you've been sitting tight paying for your HRT products every month since January, not knowing when it's going to come in. Now, some good news today, announced it's going to be June 1st. Positive or negative, we'd love to hear your thoughts. 087 1400 106. That's the WhatsApp number.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.
So good, so good, so good.
Easter deals starting at just $25 are at Nordstrom Rack stores now. And that means tons of fresh reasons to rack.
They've got the best gifts.
Because I always find something amazing.
Save on Easter finds from Kate Spade, New York, Calvin Klein, MAC Cosmetics, and more. Great brands, great prices. That's why you rack.